Hey, what are your plans for 2018? This is Mega Maker Holiday Edition, episode 57. Hey everybody, happy holidays. I'm recording this on December 22nd. And first of all, I hope that all of you take some time to relax and enjoy yourselves over these next, well, these next few days for sure, but hopefully maybe a week or two, even if you're lucky. I'm the kind of person that likes to go, and typically on a day like today, Friday, December 22nd, the last Friday, the last working day before the holidays, I'm like trying to start new things. I'm trying to deploy new code. I'm trying to just, I create more mess for myself than I should. It's okay to wind things down and just enjoy the holidays. All of your problems can wait until January 2nd, right? But talking about January 2nd, I know that this is a reflective time of year. This is a time where hopefully you don't have your devices in front of you the whole time, maybe while you're sitting by the fire enjoying a nice drink. You have time to think. You have time to reflect on 2017. And you have time to plan and think about and dream for 2018. And as I was reflecting on 2017, one thing that's clear is that 2017 was a hard year for solopreneurs, for solo founders, people who are running their own companies by themselves, maybe with contractors, but just they're the only employee. And, you know, we saw niches crumble. We saw marketing channels getting saturated. Competition increased. You know, there's this movement of people from the corporate world. And this is the transition I see. They go from corporate to freelancing to running, you know, a products-based business where they're selling software or plugins or apps or courses, etc. And that competition is only going to get more intense because corporations are downsizing. They are looking to outsource more of their work. Automation and robotics and globalization continue to be forces on employment, especially in North America and Europe. And so for those of us running our own business, and you know, some of us got in early and some of us, you know, I've just been doing this for, I'm just finishing my second year. Things are going to get more saturated. There's going to be more competition. There's going to be more hungry upstarts that are coming in and want to take a piece of the indie pie. And I think this also results in consumers getting tired. They're getting more emails. They're getting more tweets. Everyone's asking them to subscribe to their podcast and to their YouTube channel. And, you know, they're getting tired too. They're tired of spending, you know, money on $2,000 courses that they're never going to actually go through. They're tired of broken promises. They're tired of just being sold to. And really, they want a better life as well. And so it's been hard. It's been a hard year. You know, I saw a lot of my indie friends return to paid employment in 2017. And for some, it was rising healthcare costs. A lot of folks just got ground down by the hustle. You know, it was just they're trying, and the old playbooks weren't working anymore. you know, they tried an approach that had worked for other people and that didn't work for them. They just put their heart and soul into, you know, maybe building a software product, and it just didn't get any traction. And it, you know, it's just too much work for too little reward. And so the question for me, and maybe the question for you, whether you've already started or you were thinking about launching your own business in 2018, is can we still keep this solopreneur dream alive? Can we, is it still realistic to be an independent business owner, making a living using the internet and selling digital products? Is that still something that's possible? And I think it is. But to win in 2018, we are really going to need to adapt. We are really going to need to focus on the right things. My friend James Clear just tweeted this: success is 20% working hard and 80% working on the right things. You'll never stand out without both, but where you apply the effort matters. Working on the right things is going to be key. And if you're thinking about launching a business in 2018, or if you already have a business and you're thinking, how am I going to survive and thrive in 2018? You're going to need to understand the current opportunities and the current threats, and how you can leverage your unique strengths to capitalize on them. And as you're going through this process, I do think it helps to have a guide, whether you do that with a small mastermind group or a mentor. I'm doing a workshop in January for this express reason, megamaker.co/workshop if you're interested. But you need someone that can help you identify your strengths and your weaknesses. As an example, I was doing a consulting call with a fellow, and as we were talking, he's saying, you know, I really want to get into the education space around Ruby on Rails, but it feels like Ruby on Rails maybe isn't as popular as it was. And as I was looking at his website and his blog, I identified a few characteristics about him. One is he'd mentioned his anxiety quite a bit. He struggles with extreme anxiety, which is quite common, I think, for a lot of people. You know, they struggle with self-confidence, they struggle with anxiety, they get panic attacks. But what was unique about him is that he was also really passionate about public speaking. He'd forced himself to speak at meetups, and he'd gradually worked his way up to actually running his own Ruby conference in his hometown. And he was also a software developer. Now, individually, none of these things makes him terribly unique, but when you combine them, the fact that he's a software developer who has extreme anxiety and is interested in public speaking, that is a very unique platform. And so my recommendation to him as something to test in 2018 was, why don't you do more content and maybe more training for software developers that struggle with anxiety but want to get into public speaking, that want to, you know, start sharing their expertise and their passion with the world. So part of the picture is identifying your strengths and weaknesses. The other part that's tricky is you need to be able to identify the current opportunities and threats. These are conditions that happen in a current period of time. They're always shifting. Opportunities come and go, and threats come and go. And since launching my podcast, Product People, in 2012, I've had this interesting back channel to hundreds of bootstrappers. One of the things I've said a lot now is that the most valuable conversation is no longer happening out in the open. It's actually happening in private Slack chats, in Skype calls, in direct messages. And in these arenas, I'm hearing things from founders that really isn't being shared publicly. And what I'm learning is that there are still lots of great business opportunities, but that the old playbooks just don't work anymore. And the reason the old playbooks don't work anymore is times have changed. We're in a unique time right now. So one of the threats, and it's something I mentioned before, is that a lot of these indie markets have become saturated. Certainly, online business training is a lot more competitive now than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Even in niches that are still have had some newcomers, like training for software developers. Adam Wavin had a great year, and I understand Wes Boss and Laracast, they're all having really good years. But that space has become a lot more competitive. There's a lot more people coming in hoping to get a piece of the pie. And so that's a threat. The other threat is just with saturation comes, like I said, people getting tired, consumers getting tired, content fatigue, all these channels becoming just overloaded. The opportunity in that is that people are tired of content, but they're hungry for human connection. And so it's not going to be enough in 2018 to write a blog post or have just a broadcast email newsletter or to create an online course and just put it on and hope that people just consume it. No, people are going to be looking for real connection. And that could mean we'll see a return to coaching. You know, there will be a lot more people coaching. It could mean there will be a lot more events. So online workshops, but also local meetups. People want to interact with real people. What's going to become unique are the folks that are willing to not just put something up on the web and walk away, but are willing to become meaningfully engaged in people's lives. Founders and owners and creators that are willing to engage in meaningful ways with their customers. So in the software as a service space, you'll probably see a lot more folks doing what my friend Spencer is doing at Podia. Since starting that product, he's had over 1,000 video chats with customers, and he's done over 5,000 intercom chats in 2017. That interaction matters. Having a real human being that's willing to answer your questions, that's willing to onboard you, that's willing to, you know, help you migrate your stuff from one platform to the other, that's what stands out. So automation will continue to be a thing, and it's going to still be important, but the companies that are going to stand out are the ones where the founders and the people working there are willing to create meaningful connections with their customers. And these are just a few of the opportunities and threats I'm thinking about as I look into 2018. Again, I'm planning on doing a boot camp on this topic first couple weeks of January. Go to megamaker.co/workshop and you can register for that. I'd actually be interested in hearing more from you folks. What were your struggles in 2017 with your business? What are your hopes and worries for 2018? On Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin. That's M-I, Justin. And that's it. That is it for 2017. This podcast is hosted, not toasted, on simplecast.fm. And this theme music is by striker-metal.com. This whole episode is also available on YouTube. If you want to see me wearing an ugly Christmas sweater, go to youtube.com/JustinJackson. Click subscribe and watch the latest video. Folks, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thanks to everyone that listened to this show. Thanks to all of you who have bought some of my products, who have been my customers. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. And I hope you have a great holiday. I'll see you in 2018.